Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Sie wollen endlich durchstarten und planen den nächsten Investitionsschritt? Dann setzen Sie auf den Sachsenkredit Universal der Sächsischen Aufbaubank. Mit einem Tilgungszuschuss von bis zu 10% für KMU, Existenzgründer, Freiberufler, große privatgeführte Unternehmen sowie Ärzte und Apotheker im ländlichen Raum. Für Investitionen bis zu 20 Millionen Euro. Mit erleichtertem Zugang zur Förderung. Alle Infos online unter sab.sachsen.de/sachsenkredit-universal.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Afeni Mohammed. First I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Afeni Badu Mohammed was born in the late 1990s and lived in East Point, Michigan. This is a suburb of Detroit. At some point, apparently when Afeni was in Virginia, she was charged with felony malicious wounding after conducting a stabbing attack. Ultimately, the charge was reduced to unlawful bodily injury. This is a class 6 felony, which carries a term of 1 to 5 years in prison. It's not clear what sentence Afeni received. In 2025, Afeni worked at the McDonald's restaurant on Nine Mile Road in East Point. By this point, she was a high school graduate and in college for physical therapy. Afeni was active on Instagram, where she referred to herself as Risen Phoenix and pretended to be some type of musical artist. Phoenix is a reference to a mythical bird found in various ancient cultures, most famously Greek, Roman, and Egyptian mythology. Every so many years, the phoenix would burn to death only to rise from the ashes, so it was immortal. At the time I'm making this video, Afeni has 22,000 followers. Many of her posts appear to be nonsensical and pointless, which of course is typical for Instagram. In some videos, Afeni engaged in activity which she referred to as singing. Her level of talent is best described as non-existent. In other videos, she engaged in activity she referred to as dancing. These efforts were nothing short of disturbing. It would be generous to characterize her attempts at dancing as nightmare fuel. This could offer some insight into why she referred to herself as Risen Phoenix. Like, no matter how badly she was burned by criticism for having zero talent, she rose from the ashes and continued to post. For some reason, Afeni appeared to be having some type of ongoing dispute with the manager at the McDonald's restaurant where she worked. The manager was a 39-year-old woman named Jennifer Harris, who had worked at that McDonald's for 15 years. On July 8, 2025, Afeni posted a video on Instagram where she complained about her boss at McDonald's. Presumably, she was referring to Jennifer Harris. In the video, Afeni said, quote, "I got sent home early yesterday. I got sent home early today by the same person. I'm telling you, she's a bully. This blank isn't funny," unquote. Afeni then suggested that Jennifer was disrespectful and treated people like they were beneath her. Afeni continued by saying, quote, "She has no respect, and it isn't funny at all. Like, seriously, man, I got blank I gotta take care of, and she keeps sending me home early. It's not funny. She's playing games. And then, all throughout the day, she keeps saying her little racial blank. And then, throughout the day, she keeps on putting negative energy in the air, talking about people, gossiping about people. It's not funny, man. That blank gonna have to stop. She's a bully. I'm telling you, she's a bully," unquote. Afeni continued complaining about the negative energy and implied that Jennifer panicked when things were busy at the restaurant. Jennifer accused Afeni of snapping on people, but Afeni disagreed with this assessment, saying, quote, "No, that's false. No, I don't snap on people. I don't go in there doing that. I told her, no, I make peace. That's what I'm doing. I been creating peace." So all that negative energy that she's bringing in there and trying to manipulate it, no, that's going to stop, unquote. After complaining some more about the alleged disrespectful behavior on Jennifer's part, Afeni wrapped up by saying, quote, "But to get sent home 2 days in a row, man, and I came in on my off day to make up some time, and she still sends me home early. It's not funny. Somebody about to do something about that. It's not funny. It's not fair. It isn't funny at all. So, you know, she can keep being a bully if she wants to, but that, like, is gonna catch up to her. 'Cause it ain't funny at all. It ain't. Unquote. Afeni's statement not only stresses her contempt for things that are not humorous, it could also be interpreted as threatening. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On Thursday, July 10, 2025, 2 days after Afeni ranted on Instagram about her boss Jennifer, both women were at the McDonald's restaurant in the morning. Here is what happened next, according to the police. Jennifer sent Afeni home for failing to perform her work duties. In response, Afeni said, "I'll be back." Just before 8 a.m., Afeni returned to the McDonald's wearing a hooded mask. She walked in through the employee entrance carrying a knife with a blade longer than 3 inches, approached Jennifer, and stabbed her in the face up to 15 times. Jennifer did not survive the attack. A customer in the drive-thru, who was lawfully concealing a firearm, witnessed the attack. He responded by discharging his weapon one time in the air. No one was struck by that bullet. He then held Afeni at gunpoint until the police arrived. Afeni Muhammad was arrested and charged with first-degree murder, carrying a dangerous weapon with unlawful intent, and being a habitual offender, second offense. She is being held on a $25 million bond. If convicted, Afeni is facing life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. According to the police, after being arrested, Afeni confessed to stabbing Jennifer with the intent of killing her. She stated that after she was sent home, she drove to a nearby park. Afeni then returned to the McDonald's restaurant and stabbed Jennifer with a knife that she kept inside her vehicle. Her attorney claimed that Afeni had been in a harmful relationship that involved physical and verbal mistreatment as well as alcohol. This relationship somehow led to the prior offense that Afeni committed. Again, she had stabbed someone with a knife in Virginia. In my opinion, the evidence against Afeni is nothing short of overwhelming. I would be shocked if she avoided a first-degree murder conviction. It's possible the state of Michigan could offer her the opportunity to plead guilty to second-degree murder, but with her prior felony conviction, it seems likely that she will spend the rest of her life in prison, either way. Item number two, a former coworker of Afeni claimed that she worked with her in 2019 at a Taco Bell restaurant. She claimed that Afeni would frequently request to change shifts with employees, claiming that she was pursuing a career in music and had a second job. The former coworker said that Afeni would become upset if the shift change request was not approved. In addition to this behavior, Afeni allegedly engaged in other unusual activities, including hiding at work, singing loudly at random times, and being passive-aggressive. The former coworker claimed that Afeni once threatened a male coworker with a knife, demanding that he stop bullying her. She also stated that Afeni pulled a knife on her after she refused to switch shifts with her. If these claims are true, it only reinforces the theory that Afeni has an affinity for knives and aggression. Item number three, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Afeni is self-centered, grandiose, impulsive, irresponsible, petty, vindictive, vulnerable, insecure, hypersensitive, pessimistic, overconfident, fanciful, shallow, cold, callous, sadistic, attention-seeking, falsely believes she is special, has poor insight, has a sense of entitlement, and is exceedingly creepy. The motive for Afeni's alleged homicidal behavior is a mystery. On one of her Instagram posts, she is holding a road sign that reads, "Slow, autistic child at play." This has led some people to theorize that Afeni has autism spectrum disorder. There is no way to know if this is true, but either way, autism does not have any association with violence. Furthermore, when a person with autism spectrum disorder does commit a violent crime, it is usually impulsive, reactive, or defensive, as opposed to premeditated. One theme that emerges from Afeni's posts on Instagram is this idea that she's being bullied and sabotaged. In one video, she said, "I know I am a great person," then talked about how a person who was bullying her was going to pay for that behavior. I think what happened here is that Afeni expected people to do whatever she wanted. When they didn't, she became deeply offended and desired revenge. She took everything personally and held a grudge for a long time. Afeni simply went from one interpersonal disagreement to another. After being convicted in Virginia for stabbing someone, she did not learn her lesson. Afeni carried a knife in her vehicle just in case she needed to get revenge on somebody who offended her. Her manager, Jennifer, had sent her home from work multiple times. When she sent her home from work on July 10, 2025, Afeni had enough. She decided to kill her. Afeni had plenty of time to calm down, even if she had impulse control problems. But her anger did not subside. She firmly held on to her rage for several minutes, unable to satisfy it except through violence. Now moving to my final thoughts. When looking at Afeni's Instagram account and reviewing the evidence in this case, a curious theme emerges. Afeni may have viewed herself as unstoppable and immortal. For example, her stage name, or whatever that was supposed to be, contained the word phoenix, suggesting she would always rise from the ashes to torment those who offended her. After being sent home from work by Jennifer, Afeni said, "I'll be back." This line was famously uttered by Arnold Schwarzenegger when he played a killer robot in the 1984 movie The Terminator. After he said these words in a police station, the Terminator came back and killed several people. His statement wasn't merely a promise to return. It was a warning that violence would follow. Afeni not only set out on a path of destruction, she believed herself to be indestructible. It's not all bad news for Afeni. She may not be a good singer or dancer, but in prison, those skills do not have a lot of value anyway. A much more useful talent comes from her experience using a knife. Afeni will be feared by her fellow inmates as she transforms from risen phoenix to prison phoenix. Those are my thoughts in the case of Afeni Muhammad. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon. This case is a good example that illustrates the difference between reactive violence and premeditated violence. A person who reacts to insults or perceived offensive comments suddenly, like out of nowhere, is dangerous. That type of impulsive behavior is frightening. Nobody wants to interact with a person who could just lose their temper at any moment. But people who take insults and put them inside and have them build up like a pressure cooker are often more dangerous. They plan out crimes to get revenge. They look to violence to satisfy their inner pain. They want to settle the score. So they have all these grievances that they collect over time, and it just makes their resolve that much greater. So impulsive violence, reactive violence, is destructive, and of course, society needs to find a way to reduce it. But the type of violence that comes from vulnerable narcissism, the type of violence based on insecurity, is often much worse and, of course, planned out, sometimes far in advance. Even if it's not planned out far in advance, it can still be much more dangerous than something that happens in the heat of the moment. This case illustrates how somebody can use a few minutes to retrieve a weapon and become more dangerous. All types of violence are problematic, but it pays to be particularly aware of people who harbor ill will over time. Like people who hold a grudge can be particularly hazardous. One last thing, just a reminder that I have over 300 pre-release videos on my Patreon account. These videos are of the same quality as the videos I release to the public. When I put a video in pre-release status, it often stays that way for several months, if not a year. I will put the link to Patreon in the description for this video.